all my life. I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life. Been grinding all my life. Yeah. Sacrifice. Hustle paid the price. Whoa. Want a slice. Got to roll the dice. That's why. All my life. I've been grinding all my life.
The music of Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle, who's being mourned outside Marathon Clothing in Los Angeles, the store he founded, and where his life ended on Sunday when he was shot and killed. Two other men also shot and wounded. No one's been arrested. As the LA Times writes today, Nipsey spent the last years of his life trying to reinvest in the streets that raised him and rebuild the community he lived in as an entrepreneur, a community organizer, activist, and rap star. Garrett Kennedy writes for the LA Times, and Garrett, those were your words. What else would you want us to know about Nipsey Hussle?
You know, I think the most important thing to know about Nipsey is he was following such a different blueprint for rap success. I mean, he's really looking at sort of what was happening in the 90s, where you have folks like Dr. Dre and Jay-Z and Puffy who were breaking out and, you know, becoming millionaires, but they weren't always giving back to their community. Maybe not as quick as people wanted, but with Nipsey, it was immediate. I mean, you know, he stayed in these streets and he was always giving back. And I think that's why you can see the mourning is happening at a level that's closer to, you know, when we lost Tupac, when we lost Biggie, sort of this really visceral reaction from the public. I know a lot of people outside of LA probably only just now learned of him. You know, they probably knew him for, you know, being, you know, with Lauren London. You know, they did have this really Hollywood, you know, romance. But I would be so remiss without mentioning the fact that he was building up a community that was being so overlooked by everything that was happening. Yes, there was a ton of gentrification that's happening in South LA right now, but Nipsey was really about getting people off the street, buying shoes for kids, repaving basketball courts, you know, really pushing the envelope for what it means to use your platform in a way that's responsible for your own community. I mean, he grew up here gangbanging. He was always about trying to turn that around. I mean, in fact, he was supposed to be meeting with LAPD today to talk about ending gun violence in South LA. So it's just a devastating loss on so many different accords.
Well, you mentioned he was in the gangs and he had turned his back on that life, was supposed to be meeting with the police. Is there any sense that this might have been retribution? I mean, it's just speculation, but was that the risk he took?
I mean, it's the risk any of us that are from the streets take. I mean, there's always an idea that you can go anytime. I mean, that's not something that was ever gone from his brain. I mean, he rapped about it. It's always has been in the music. And that's why it feels particularly cruel, you know, because this wasn't somebody who was, you know, going around and promoting violence. He was not. He was like every other, you know, street poet. I mean, his touch was just so remarkable in this neighborhood that you can feel it. I mean, I went to bed maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and people were out for hours and hours and hours mourning this man because he was a hero to this community.
Yeah. Well, a big loss. That is Garrett Kennedy, staff writer for the LA Times, on the shooting death this past weekend of Nipsey Hussle, of course, a play on Nipsey Russell. Garrett, thanks so much for filling this in for a lot of people.
Yes, thank you.